Welcome to D&B College. Today we're taking a dark side intro loop and turning it into something that actually rolls. Not just atmospheric, not just moody, we're warping it into a momentum bed that feels timeless in a jungle and old school D&B context. The goal here is simple. By the time the drums and bass arrive, the intro should already feel like it has a pulse, a direction, and a little pressure behind it. That matters because in darker D&B, the intro has a job to do. It has to establish the atmosphere, imply the groove, and keep enough space open so the drop still feels like a release. If the intro is too static, the tune starts from zero. If it's overcooked, the drop has nowhere left to go. So we're aiming for that sweet spot where the loop feels alive, but still controlled. Start with source material that already has movement in it. A dark pad, a stab, a vocal fragment, a detuned synth phrase, a texture with a tail, something like that. You want a loop that has a little internal motion already. A pure drone can work, but only if it has some real character inside it. In this style, repeating a fragment is often stronger than writing a new harmony, because the repetition becomes hypnotic. That's part of the jungle DNA. Once you've got the loop in Ableton Live 12, turn warp on deliberately. Don't just leave it to chance. Choose the mode based on the material. Complex Pro is usually the safe starting point for tonal loops, vocals, and rich atmospheres. Beats is better if the source has strong transients or more percussive edges. Tones works if it's mostly monophonic and stable. Texture is for when you want that smeared, unstable, haunted quality. A really important call here is whether you want a tight warp or a relaxed warp. Tight warp locks the loop to the grid more cleanly and gives you that precise roller feel. Relaxed warp leaves a little wobble in there, which can sound more jungle and more human. Neither one is right all the time. Choose based on the role of the intro. If it has to sit cleanly with break edits, go tighter. If the vibe depends on drift, let it breathe. And before you go any further, put a simple drum reference underneath it. Kick on one, snare on two and four, maybe a stripped break or a ghosted pattern. This is huge. A loop can sound incredible by itself and still fail the second the drums come in. So bring the context in early. Now line the loop up so its strongest transient or phrase start lands where the groove wants it. In darker D&B, the intro often works best when its main gesture answers the snare instead of just sitting on top of the bar. If it feels late, nudge it slightly earlier. If it's stepping on the snare, push it back a hair. Those tiny timing moves can completely change whether the loop feels like pressure or clutter. What to listen for here is whether the intro rides the pocket or floats above it. You want it to feel like it belongs to the drum movement, not like it's happening in a different room. Now use warp markers to create phrase motion, not just correction. A lot of people use warping as a repair tool. For this kind of lesson, treat it like a performance choice. Add markers at the key points in the phrase, maybe the first transient, one internal change, and the tail. Then shape it so the loop arrives with intent, breathes in the middle, and resolves cleanly before it repeats. A nice trick is to compress the first bar just a little, let the middle breathe, and then tighten the end so the loop snaps back with purpose. Keep it subtle. If you overdo it, the motion starts sounding artificial, and that old-school character starts to disappear. If the loop already feels right after the first warp pass, don't force more movement into it. Sometimes the best move is to stop. From there, shape the sound with a very practical stock chain. EQ8, saturator, auto filter, utility. That's a strong starting point. First, clean out the low end. For an intro layer that's going to live over drums and bass later, high pass somewhere around 80 to 140 Hz depending on the source. If it's muddy in the low mids, take a little out around 200 to 400 Hz. If it's harsh, don't just pile on more top end. Soften the brittle area instead, usually somewhere around 3 to 6 kHz. Then add a bit of saturator. Not a lot, just enough to bring the loop forward and thicken the harmonics. A few dB of drive can be enough. In dark D&B, saturation is often what turns a loop from moody into present. After that, auto filter becomes your movement tool. A slow low pass opening over 8 or 16 bars can make the intro feel like it's waking up. You can also use a band pass or a gentle resonant sweep if the source is more stabby or rhythmic. Just don't automate everything all the time. Pick a few important moments and make them count. Then finish with utility and check your width. If the loop is going to sit under drums and bass, keep it mono-friendly. Too wide and the intro can sound huge in solo, then collapse in the club or fight the center when the snare arrives. A good check is to listen in mono. If the groove falls apart completely, the width is doing too much heavy lifting. What to listen for now is whether the intro still feels dark when you strip the width back. If it survives in mono, you're in the right zone. At this point, You've got a choice. You can make it an atmosphere push, or you can make it a rhythmic chop. The atmosphere push keeps the loop long and evolving. You let the filter move slowly, maybe add a little smear, and build tension over 8 or 16 bars. That works beautifully for eerie, cinematic, dark side intros. The rhythmic chop route is more jungle-leaning. You slice the audio into shorter fragments, reorder a few hits, and let certain pieces answer the snare or the off beats. That creates more old-school roll energy and more forward motion. If the track needs urgency, choose this. If it needs dread and scale, choose the atmospheric version. A really useful detail here is asymmetry. Let one fragment sit a little late, or let one tail run a little longer than expected. That slight push-pull against the grid can feel incredibly alive in this genre. It's that imperfect human pressure that makes the loop feel like it's leaning forward instead of just looping mechanically. Now turn it into arrangement material. Build a phrase across 8 or 16 bars. You can automate filter cutoff, reverb send if you're using returns, clip gain, track volume, and maybe a little width change if needed. A good 16-bar arc might start filtered and distant, then bring out more harmonic detail, then make the motion more obvious, and finally narrow down into tension before the drop. What to listen for is not just loudness. You want pressure. There's a difference. Loudness is easy. Pressure feels like the loop is pulling the listener toward the next bar. If the automation just makes everything bigger without a clear direction, it's not really helping. Now bring the real break and the bass idea in early, even if the bass is just a rough sketch. This is where a lot of dark intros either come together or fall apart. The common problem is that the loop sounds beautiful soloed, but when the drums enter it masks the snare, clouds the kick, or steals the weight from the sub. So check the relationship early. If the break is busy, reduce the intro density. If the bass line is syncopated, simplify the loop so the two parts interlock instead of competing. The intro should feel like it is leaning into the groove, not running beside it. And if the loop is still broad and complex, commit it to audio. That's a big workflow move. Once the movement is right, print it and treat it like a performance object instead of an endless idea. You can edit the waveform more decisively that way. If it still feels too clean, resample it. Then print it back through another stock chain. Drum bus can add transient weight and a bit of grit. Redux can give you a little lo-fi edge. EQ8 can recarve the body. Utility can keep the low end stable. The point isn't to smash it, it's to age it. That slightly worn, sample-era imperfection can really suit jungle and old-school inspired rollers. A really good advanced move is to make two versions immediately. One safer, cleaner version with lighter warp and processing. One ruder version with more smear, more saturation, maybe some resampling. The best one usually reveals itself in arrangement, not in solo. That's a good reminder in general. Don't keep tweaking just because you can. Stop when the loop sits with the drums, survives mono, and clearly creates a next bar feeling. If you want a strong DJ-friendly intro, think about the opening and ending of the phrase like a mix tool. The first 8 bars should be readable enough that a DJ could bring it in. The last 4 bars should leave a clear pocket for the drop. In the final stretch, strip some information away instead of endlessly adding more. That vacuum before the drop is powerful. It makes the drop feel bigger than another layer ever could. And if the loop repeats too obviously, change one thing on the second pass. One tail cut, one reverse swell, one silence, one small filter dip. Just one phrase level event every 8 bars can keep the section turning, without making it feel busy. A few pro level reminders before we wrap this up. Let the mid-range carry the menace. A lot of the emotional weight in dark TNB sits around 250Hz to 2KHZ. If you hollow that out too much, the intro may sound pretty but not threatening. Keep the sub away until it matters. The psychological impact of the drop is stronger when the intro is already creating pressure without low-end support. And do your mono check after every major tonal move, because the club impact lives in the center. So here's the core idea. Warp is not just correction. It's phrasing. It's how you make a loop lean forward into the drum pocket. The best dark side intros don't just sound dark. They move like they already know where the drop is going. For your practice, take one dark loop, use only stock Ableton devices, and build a 16-bar or 24-bar intro that has one clear warp decision, one automation arc, and one real check against drums. If you've got time, resample or bounce it and make a cleaner and rougher version. Then listen in mono, listen at low volume, and ask yourself one question. Does it feel like it's building pressure, or just getting louder? If it feels like it's dragging the track forward, you've done it right. Now go make one loop move like a roller.